Most people know eating junk food isn't healthy. But what about plastic? It appears that plastic is what many fish have been eating in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This has scientists concerned about plastic's long-term effects on the fish and the environment. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch isn't a visible island of trash that can be mapped. Instead, it's a plastic soup spread across thousands of miles of the North Pacific subtropical gyre. The gyre is a giant swirling vortex of water located between the U.S. and Japan. Once trash enters the loop, it stays there. Much of the plastic is strewn like confetti through the water column and can be found not only on the surface but hundreds of feet below. To find out if fish are eating the plastic, scientists collected fish, water samples, and measured the amount of plastic pollution in numerous locations to depths of thousands of feet. They captured over 140 fish of 27 species from midwater depths and examined their stomach contents to see what the fish had eaten. About 9% of fishes had plastic in their stomachs. This might not sound like much, but scientists estimate that at that rate, fish in intermediate depths eat anywhere from 12 to 24,000 tons of plastic a year. Now that scientists know how much plastic fish are eating, they have the difficult task of finding out how plastic is affecting both the fish and the environment. Is the plastic just passing through the fish? Are chemicals being absorbed? Or is it killing fish? Much more work is needed to determine the impact of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch on both the fish and us. This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Yael Cassander.